Welcome back. More Simulating Talk Radio on Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. So during the break, Richard and I were deciding that first he thought Bob Dylan, or first a straight read, and then we thought maybe Bob Dylan, and then maybe William Shatner will get to do these songs. Once again, we'll need someone to finish the segment because I seem to be losing my voice. Happened last week, too. Okay, time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. It's the 17th week of the year 2011, the 630th week. I've compiled these statistics. It's April 29th, the week ending April 29th, 2011. 57 new listings. Hines. Who's the guy that hit 56? Joe DiMaggio. Apparently, if he hit 57 games, Hines was going to give him $5,000. But we haven't had 57 new listings in a long time in 1 week. We actually, in the second week of the year, had 52, which is pretty amazing. But normally, you're down in the 30s. So a lot of people came in this week. A low of 367,000 on La Cadena and a high of 8 million on Mission Ridge, the Riviera. 27 of the 57 new listings, single-family homes only and just through multiple listing, Santa Barbara, were 27 of the 57 were under $1 million. So the median price, almost $1.2 million for those 57 new listings. And the average, about $1.8 million. So a fair amount of good mix, but a fair amount of higher-end listings. Second category, opened escrows. 18 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending April 29th. A low of $399,000 on Cacique and a high of $9.5 million on Painted Cave Road, which is was Jane Fonda's old place. I think she was the owner. It was a long time ago. Maybe 20 years ago she owned that place, I think. 9 of the 18, exactly half, were under $1 million, the opened escrows. So the median price, just a tick over $1 million. Average, again, about $1.9 million for those 18. Third category, closed listings. 12 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single-family home. Now, if I just told you that there were 12 sales, which is kind of on the lower side for what we've been seeing and hoping for, you know, usually in the mid to high teens is what we'd like to see more often, and that's where we've been. But a couple of times we're down low. 12. I'll just say that a third of them were over $1 million. Now, it's only 12, so that's only four. So it's not much. The low was $455,000 over on Chino. The high, $5 million on Sand Point Road that I discussed in the first segment, which was 6 acres, oceanfront, and near on land value. And 8 of the 12. Two-thirds were under $1 million, so that median price just at $730,000 and an average of just under $1.2 million. So lower end and just 12, so that was kind of low for the week, and low in number and low in price for the week ending April 29th, 2011. I mentioned earlier the number of listings we have overall that are in escrow and not in escrow, the total number of single-family 731 listings, which is lower than last year at this time when it was 753. And, of course, it would have been even lower if we didn't have this huge influx the week of 57 new listings. So let's see if our inventory will build as we come into the more spring year. Of the 731 total listings, 300 are under $1 million. So that's a big percentage. 350, 365 would be exactly half. And so 300, that's a big percentage. Overall, if someone asks you, well, I wonder how many listings are in escrow, what's the percentage? You can tell them 22%. 22% overall of those 731 listings are in escrow. And last year at this time, it was 21%. So very similar. In 2009, though, it was 16.6%, and in 2008 it was 17.5%. So good to see that percent up. Overall, the number of listings, well, this doesn't make sense. This really doesn't make sense. I think I made a mistake last year at this time. Okay, so I'm not going to even go there. If you look at under $1 million, almost 1 in 3 listings are in escrow. So that's where the activity is. That's where the median price is lower, because 1 out of 3 listings in escrow under $1 million are in escrow. But like I say, overall, 40% single-family homes year-to-date are over $1 million. So speaking of being over, the show's over. Thanks for listening. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. You can visit RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, and you can search MLS listings throughout California. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property, or with any real estate questions.